The East and the West, 1910. During the early days of the Advent movement, prior to the passing of the time in 1844, the first and the second angels' messages were proclaimed with power throughout the eastern states. Many cities were deeply stirred. Men in positions of responsibility, ministers, educators, and those connected with the courts, came out to hear and listened attentively to the truths presented. Many who came to scoff returned home to pray. At times, appointments were made for meetings to be held in churches and halls in various parts of a city in order that as many as possible might hear. A knowledge of these appointments extended to the communities round about, and in some instances, many came long distances to attend the meetings. Wonderful reformations were wrought, and the glory of God was revealed. After the disappointment, when light was given on the sanctuary question, the Sabbath truth, and the three angels' messages of Revelation 14, the cities of the East were given the light of present truth. The third angel's message was carried from city to city and from town to town. Light shone on the pathway of the scattered believers concerning the near advent of their Lord, and some received the message gladly. Others turned from the light and lost their hold on God and on His truth. Portland, Maine is one of the places where the third angel's message was faithfully proclaimed after the passing of the time. My first experiences as a public worker in the cause of God were gained in connection with these early efforts to warn the people in the East. Thorough work was done, but the people were slow to accept the straight truths presented. As the cause developed, the laborers pushed westward and met with increasing success. Many openings for public work were found in the central states, and many of those who had been laboring in the East were transferred to these more promising fields. Appeals were made to the brethren and sisters in the East to support this work in the western mission fields, and thus extend the message into Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and neighboring states. In a vision published in 1856, I was shown some things in regard to the meaning of the success of the messengers in the western fields, as pointed out in the following quotation. I saw that special efforts should be made in the West with tents, for the angels of God are preparing minds there to receive the truth. This is why God has moved on some in the East to move to the West. Their gifts can accomplish more in the West than in the East. The burden of the work is in the West, and it is of the greatest importance that the servants of God should move in His opening providence. I saw that when the message shall increase greatly in power, then the providence of God will open and prepare the way in the East for much more to be accomplished than can be done at the present time. God will then send some of His servants in power to visit places where little or nothing can be done. And some who are now indifferent will be aroused and will take hold of the truth. Testimonies for the Church, 1, 148-149. During the General Conference held at Washington, D.C. in the spring of 1909, the Lord lifted me above my infirmities and enabled me to bear a decided message in behalf of the unwarned cities of our land, and particularly the cities where the Advent message was first proclaimed. For many years, the Lord has been sending messages to His people to enter the great cities and labor for the salvation of precious souls. A little has been done, but nothing in comparison with the work that must be done in order to meet the mind of the Master of the Vineyard. Following the General Conference meeting, it was my privilege to visit some of the scenes of our early labors. En route to New England, we stopped a few days at Philadelphia and in New York. There we saw multitudes of people unwarned. Then we went on to places farther east, including Boston, Massachusetts, and Portland, Maine. At Portland, we attended the annual camp meeting of our brethren and sisters in Maine. There was a good attendance of those not of our faith. Extra seats had to be provided for those who came. The power of God rested upon the speakers, and hearts were touched. The Lord blessed me as I stood before the people to proclaim the same message of mercy that I had proclaimed to the people of Portland half a century ago, and at various public gatherings through the years that followed. The Lord gave me ready utterance. At the close of the discourse, I asked all who would pledge themselves to carry on a personal study of the Scriptures in order to find out whether or not the truths presented were in accordance with the Word to rise to their feet. Nearly everyone in that large congregation arose. The Spirit of God was present in a marked manner.
When I think of the opportunity we now have to work Portland, Maine, and many other cities in the East, I cannot hold my peace. The believers in that part of the field are comparatively few in number and have but little means with which to carry on aggressive work. Unless they receive help from some of their sister conferences farther west, the work is liable to be seriously retarded. God is now placing upon the more prosperous parts of His vineyard the responsibility of doing a faithful work in the cities of the East, where the third angel's message had its rise. Churches are to be raised up in many places. Meeting houses are to be erected. And in some places of special importance, there will be opportunities to establish and maintain small medical institutions. The providence of God is going before the messengers, preparing the way. And it now devolves upon those in responsibility in the more prosperous conferences to plan with largeness of heart, not only to warn the cities within their own borders, but also to extend a helping hand to their sister conferences in the East, where so many millions dwell in the cities, and where the laborers are few and the resources limited. This burden rests upon large churches in connection with our institutions. In such places as Mountain View, California, where many believers are brought together, a special study should be made of the advantages to be gained by manifesting liberality toward the support of the cause of God in the East. The blessing of the Lord will be bestowed richly on those who rally to the support of enterprises demanding help in places in the East where, in the early days of the message, the believers sacrificed for the extension of present truth into the West. As God's people take steps to advance His work rapidly in the East, the blessing of heaven will rest on their efforts, and they will see memorials for God established as centers of influence in many places now unworked. The cause of God will be strengthened in all its departments, and a mighty impetus will be given to the movement now in progress to warn the world.